talking to children about dementia. A family member's dementia impacts the entire family, including children. Parents may wish to shield young children from the reality of their loved one's condition, but it is best to broach the topic with them soon after the diagnosis. Children are often able to sense tensions in family dynamics arising from your loved one's diagnosis of dementia and may be able to adjust better to these changes if they are informed. It can be difficult and frightening to witness the cognitive decline and changing behaviors of a loved one. Helping children to understand your loved one's dementia may help them feel less confused or hurt by these behavioral changes. It may help to plan the conversation ahead of time, and plan activities that children can do together with your loved one who has dementia. Ask your loved one with dementia if they would like to be included in the conversation. Here are some general tips to plan the conversation. Name the condition and explain the symptoms using clear, direct language. You may want to go in depth into the type of dementia for older children. You may need to repeat your explanations several times, and simplify the terms used depending on your child's level of comprehension. Acknowledge your feelings to your children. Share your emotions and ask children what worries they may have regarding the condition. Anticipate questions and guilt. If your children have experienced episodes of your loved one forgetting them, emotional outbursts or accusations of misplacing, stealing things, they may internalize your loved one's words and actions, feeling guilt or hurt over them. Explain that the disease makes it hard to remember, but that your loved one still cares for them. Remind them to play along instead of contradicting what your loved one says, even if it is inaccurate. Be positive, but honest. It is likely that your loved one's dementia will continue to deteriorate. Let children know that they can continue to talk to you about their feelings as things change. Tell children it is still possible to live well with dementia. Talk about things that your loved one with dementia can still do, and what activities may need to be modified. Depending on children's age and development, you may want to involve them in caregiving. This helps them maintain a connection to your loved one with dementia and become more comfortable with their expressed symptoms. Here are some books, arranged by recommended reading age, videos and web resources meant for children that help explain dementia and what they can expect. Just Like Jackie, Children's Books on Dementia. The titles listed below are either available for download or borrowing from the National Library, NLB. Remembering for the Two of Us. By Serena Lim, illustrated by Elieth Sardinas, ages 3 to 7. This book seeks to help children make sense of the often bewildering mental, emotional and behavioral changes affecting those with dementia. Combined with workbooks and activities, young readers learn through Agnes's story and discover how they can make a positive difference by helping persons with dementia live with dignity and purpose. The Tide. By Claire Welsh, illustrated by Ashling Lindsay, ages 3 to 7. Grandpa's memories are like the tide, Mommy explains. Sometimes, they're near and full of life. Other times, they're distant and quiet. This book naturally incorporates simple strategies the protagonist employs to cope with the changes in Grandpa's mental state. Finding Grandma's Memories. By Jian Pak, ages 3 to 7. Grandma loves tea time, so does her granddaughter, from picking out a special cup, to brewing the tea, to sharing stories at the table. But lately, Grandma seems forgetful. How one little girl helps her grandmother remember their special ritual makes for a heartwarming story that will strike a chord with any family coping with elderly relatives who suffer from memory loss. Newspaper Hats. By Phil Cummings, illustrated by Owen Swan, ages 4 to 7. A little girl, Georgie, visits her grandfather in the nursing home where he is suffering from memory loss, and manages to reconnect with him when they make newspaper. Hats for everyone. This illustrated book portrays the difficulties and nuances of memory loss from a child's perspective, with an uplifting ending leaves readers with hope. The Remember Balloons by Jamie Oliveros, illustrated by Dana Wolfacott, ages 4 to 7. James's grandpa has the best balloons because he has the best memories. He has balloons showing Dad when he was young and Grandma when they were married. But when Grandpa's balloons begin to float away, James is heartbroken. No matter how hard he runs, James can't catch them. This tender, sensitive picture book gently explains the memory loss associated with aging and diseases such as Alzheimer's, and how children might maintain their connection to grandparents in reminiscence. Phyllis and Grace by Nigel Gray, illustrated by Bethan Welby, ages 4 to 8. Grace is a little girl, and Phyllis is the old lady next door. Phyllis lives alone and her memory is fading, but that does not stop Grace from liking her. They find that, despite the gap in their ages, they have much in common and a moving and enduring friendship is born. This book depicts the deeply touching story of how a little girl befriends her elderly neighbor who has dementia. The sensitive and engaging illustrations are beautifully observed. Nana Upstairs and Nana Downstairs by Tommy Darpaula, ages 4 to 8. Tommy is 4 years old, and he loves visiting the home of his grandmother, Nana Downstairs, and his great-grandmother, Nana Upstairs. But one day Tommy's mother tells him Nana Upstairs will not be there anymore, and Tommy must struggle with saying goodbye to someone he loves. Updated with new, full-color illustrations, this true story gently introduces young readers to the topic of death and loss. The Day Abuelo Got Lost by Diane de Ander, illustrated by Eliana Harris, ages 5 to 9. A touching story about a boy and his grandfather who enjoy a special bond until Abuelo starts to lose his memory. Luis now has to find new activities for them to do together, and in the process Luis realizes that they still love each other. This book was named Most Inspiring Children's Pick Book in 2020 and won the Latino Book Award. Forget Me Not by Nancy Van Leen, illustrated by Stephanie Grajan, ages 6 to 8. Young readers are given an emotionally powerful yet accessible introduction to what it is like having a close family member with Alzheimer's disease in this deeply resonant story about the relationship between a girl and her grandmother. This book is helpful for explaining more difficult behavior changes to young children. Where's Grandma? By Edmund Lim, illustrated by Tansy Shi, ages 5 to 9. Luke is a little different from other boys his age. His best friend is his grandma. Dot, they would do everything together, walking to school, strolling in the park, and playing in the playground. That was before grandma's fall. Everything changed after that. A poignant story of how one boy copes with losing his beloved grandma to Alzheimer's disease only to discover something more powerful. Tansy's eyes' sensitive illustrations capture the pathos brilliantly. This book was selected for the National Library Board's Read Singapore program for 2012. Available in English, Tamil, Malay and Mandarin. My book about brains, change and dementia, what is dementia and what does it do? By Linda Moore, illustrated by George Haddon, ages 5 to 8. What does dementia do to the brain? How can we help if someone we know, like a parent or a grandparent, has dementia? This book breaks down misconceptions about dementia and speaks directly to children aged under 5 about the realities of the disease, using age-appropriate language in an engaging and informative way. This book broaches the subject of death, so parents may want to supervise reading with their children. What's Happening to Grandpa? by Maria Shriver, illustrated by Sandra Speidel, ages 6 to 9. Kate has always adored her grandpa's storytelling, but lately he has been repeating the same stories again and again. One day, he even forgets Kate's name. Her mother's explanation opens Kate's eyes to what so many of the elderly must confront: Alzheimer's disease and other forms of memory loss. A little word heavy, this book shows how children might talk about the grandparents' dementia with other children. What happens when my grandparent has Alzheimer's disease? By Christine Honders, ages 7 to 10. Why doesn't grandma remember my name? Why does grandpa have to move into a care home? This book will help young readers understand what Alzheimer's disease is and provides them with healthy coping strategies. Coffee, Rabbit, Snowdrop, Lost. By Bettina Burkar, illustrated by Anna Margrethe Argard, translated from Danish by Sinead Quirk Kongaskov, ages 7 to 10. Thump's grandfather starts to lose his memory, and his words, which literally fall from him. Thump tries his best to keep the lost words safe, collecting them in a special box. But Grandpa seems to forget more and more every day, and the situation comes to a head one snowy night when Stump wakes up to find Grandpa missing. This book provides honest and sensitive insights into difficulties in relationships impacted by dementia. It includes an afterword to the parent, guardian about dementia and recollection, written by Ove Dahl, a historian and head of the Danish Center for Reminiscence. All That Remains. By James Tan, ages 9+. Inspired by real-life experiences, All That Remains weaves the personal stories of families touched by dementia into a moving and richly illustrated graphic novel suitable for children and young adults. Part of the Forget Us Not initiative by Leon Foundation, Dementia Singapore, formerly Alzheimer's Disease Association, and Khoo Teck Puat Hospital. Talking to the Moon. By S.E. Durant, ages 9+. Iris's grandmother, Mimi, starts wearing her clothes inside out, serving jam on scrambled eggs and talking to the moon. As Mimi's life becomes more muddled up and a mystery from the past surfaces, Iris and her friend Mason must search for answers. A moving story of a grandmother living with dementia, told from her granddaughter's perspective. Hour of the Bees. By Lindsay Eager, ages 9 to 11. 12-year-old Carol is spending her summer helping her parents move Grandpa Serge into a home for people with dementia. Carol finds herself drawn to him, fascinated by the crazy stories he tells her about a healing tree and the bees that will bring back the rain and end 100 years of drought. This is a captivating novel about family, renewal, and discovering the wonders of the world. By Lindsay Stoddard, ages 9+. For as long as Robinson Hart can remember, it has just been her and Grandpa. He teaches her about cars, baseball, and everything else worth knowing. But Grandpa's memory has been getting bad, so bad that he sometimes cannot even remember Robbie's name. Take Care, Son, The Story of My Dad and His Dementia. By Tony Husband, ages 11+. Hi Dad, can we have a chat about your dementia? Can you remember how it started, when Ron Husband starts to forget things, dates, names, appointments, daft things, important things? It takes a while to realize that this is a different form of forgetting. But it is just the first sign of the illness that gradually takes him away from the family he loves. An emotional, personal account written from the perspective of an elderly father diagnosed with dementia, this book may aid children to empathize with a family member's experience of dementia. Curveball, The Year I Lost My Grip. By Jordan Sonnenblick, ages 12+. After an injury ends former star pitcher Peter Friedman's athletic dreams, he concentrates on photography. This leads him to a girlfriend, new fame as a high school sports photographer, and a deeper relationship with the beloved grandfather who gives Pete all of his professional camera gear after realizing he has dementia. A good book for teenagers navigating difficult changes and grandparents' dementia. Special thanks to the National Library Board, NLB, for contributing to the book list. Video resources. Dementia-friendly Kebunbaru, Conversations with Dementia. Source, Kebunbaru, St. Luke's Eldercare, Dementia Singapore. Dementia-friendly Kebunbaru is a series of four videos, featuring candid conversations between children and seniors with dementia living in the Kebunbaru community. Despite dementia, conversations with the seniors do not have to be difficult for children. Our grandfather story, can ask Mayor, living with dementia, will you ever forget me? Source, our grandfather story. Hear about persons living with dementia and their caregivers on this episode of Can Ask Mayor. This casual interview offers children a look into how family dynamics may be changed by dementia, and inspires hope for the family to remain connected. Hashtag Dementia Friendly SG Exhibition Sharing by Peter, Evan, Maya and Mycy. Source, Dementia Friendly Singapore. Hear from Peter and Evan Estrop, and the granddaughters Maya and Mycy on how they support and care for each other through their journey with dementia.